In the gospel reading today, we see what seems to be a contradiction in the scriptures. That is, we hear about these Pharisees that come to John the Baptist, and they ask the question, "Are you the Christ?" He said, "No." They said, "Are you Elias, the prophet Elijah?" He said, "No." "Are you the prophet?" "No." But Jesus said, "If you are ready to hear it, he is Elijah, Elias. He is the one to come." So Jesus says he's Elijah, and John the Baptist says he's not Elijah. So which is it? He is not the actual physical historical person of Elijah, but rather he came in the spirit and the power of Elijah. Remember at the time that Elijah was taken up in his chariot into heaven, that the prophet Elisha asked for a double portion of his spirit. And Elijah said, "If you see me taken up, it will be granted to you. If you do not see me taken up, it will not." And of course, he watched as he was taken up, and Elijah's cloak, which was the symbol of the prophet, came down, and Elisha picked it up, and people recognized that the spirit of Elijah now rested on Elisha. And so that spirit of Elijah is one then that can be passed along to other people. And so again, it's not the historical person of Elijah. The day will come when Elijah himself will return. That will happen before the end. That's what we read about in the book of Revelation. Traditionally, it's been understood the two witnesses in the book of Revelation are the two people who have not died. That is Enoch and Elijah. They are not yet in the fullness of heaven because they haven't died yet. They are in a place of happiness. They are in a place where they can't sin. They can't go backwards. But they're not yet in the fullness of eternal life. So they are going to come back, and as we read in the book of Revelation, they will be killed. Their bodies will lie on the street for 3 days, and then they will rise, and people will wonder what's going on. So the historical person of Elijah is going to return. In the meantime, there is the spirit of Elijah, and that can be given to whomever God wills. And that's what we have to understand. So when we read in the book of the prophet Malachi that the Lord will send his messenger and that Elijah will go before the Lord, and so that's exactly what we see happening as we're preparing for Christmas and we hear about John the Baptist, we have the one who is endowed with the spirit of the prophet Elijah going before the Lord, preparing the way of the Lord. And so it's to turn the hearts of the people, Malachi says, to turn the hearts of the children back to their father, to turn the hearts of the children back to their children. And so it's to turn our hearts, to prepare for the coming of the Lord. So if that's the case, then we can count on the fact that any time that God is going to do something extraordinary in the world, that there is probably going to be someone with the spirit of the prophet Elijah who is going to prepare the way. So we've seen that in the past. I assume we're going to see it in the future. God told us through the prophet Amos that he will not do anything in the world without first telling us through his prophets. So that's one way that God is going to work, through the prophets. There is another way that he is going to work, and that is what we see in John the Baptist. Yes, indeed, a prophet, but at the same time, one endowed with the spirit of Elijah to prepare the people before the day of the Lord. So if I have it right, we're headed for a day of the Lord. We have no idea when it's coming. Doesn't take a genius to look around and see what's going on. And so therefore, we can trust, I believe, that there will be somebody raised up in the spirit and the power of Elijah to prepare the hearts of the people for the day of the Lord.